Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there's a lot of talk about artificial intelligence, and it's rarely positive. The expectation is that AI will destabilise democracy around the world, take over most of our jobs, and then launch Skynet to kill us all. But Professor Barry O'Sullivan from the Insight Centre for Data Analytics argues that we all need to calm down a bit. Barry, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
I suppose it's a thing that needs to be pointed out is that most of us are using AI on a daily basis already.
Yes, we are. So people use AI, have been using AI in their everyday lives for many, many years now. So examples would be the thing that recommends a movie to you on Netflix or whatever your favorite service is, the voice assistant on your phone, or maybe you know you have an Alexa or something like that at home, the spam filter on your email, the thing that allows you to open your phone with your face, these types of things. These are all applications of AI. And those are all pretty benign systems.
Mm. Now, having said all that, though, there are some fairly serious people who seem to know what they're talking about who have expressed grave reservations about artificial intelligence.
Yeah, indeed, there have been. So last year, there were a lot of people, as you say, some very, very senior people in the AI world, Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, for example, saying that artificial intelligence posed an existential threat to humanity. This is the idea that that basically AI systems become so smart they realize that you and I are surplus to requirements, and you know there we are wiped out. And I think while there are dangers and there are risks, and you mentioned some of them in the introduction, so things like elections. Mm. And we have to deal with those. I think this kind of narrative out there that this technology is going to wipe out humanity, I think that's a little bit irresponsible for a variety of reasons. I suppose one just being that most people don't know what AI is, and that kind of rhetoric coming from those types of people can be very, very frightening. And the at least in the case of Sam Altman saying things like this, he is the CEO of OpenAI, the company that supports and releases ChatGPT. If he really believed it, the first thing he would have done is gone home and plugged out ChatGPT, but he did not, right? So there are other reasons why that kind of narrative is out there, and I think it's something that we need to start thinking about from a responsible communications point of view.
Yeah. Though, is there a danger? It's not so much with AI, but the way people will use AI, in the sense of elections and deepfakes, and that's just one example of how it could be.
Yeah, indeed, absolutely. So the technology itself isn't harmful, and it is the use that it's put to. And you mentioned some really potentially serious examples, sort of use of deepfakes, so the generation of voice, video, pictures that are not real and maybe try to purport to be real. So an AI generated Sean Moncrief show that is embarrassing of something that, that would be terrible, obviously.
The early one's embarrassing enough, so we're saving up there.
But things like, the manipulation of elections, use of AI in weapon systems, these are all very, very harmful applications. Mm. But these are things that I think that are being tackled. These kinds of issues, there's a lot of people around the world working on these. There's legislation being introduced. So these risks and dangers that are real, they are being dealt with. But I think when one goes out and says, this technology is going to wipe out humanity, that's just such a dystopian and science fiction, ridiculous statement that I think we do need to sort of call calm on that.
Yeah. Is legislation, though, enough in the sense that someone can put up something fake? And as you know, this year, there's going to be so many elections around the world. People can put up fakes, do damage to candidates, for instance, and then, but it's illegal. And then the whatever platform it's on says, no, you have to take that down. That's fine. It's taken down. But the damage has already been done.
Absolutely. So regulation and legislation only go so far. And obviously, if you're not a law-abiding person or a law-abiding organization, then law doesn't mean anything to you, so it doesn't really matter. So this is why I think that this gets to the crux of the problem of this sort of irresponsible communication that AI is going to pose an existential threat, and that sort of the attention that gets. What we really need to be discussing and focusing on are exactly the issues that you just highlighted. How are we going to make sure that we can recognize these sort of harmful uses of AI? How do we deal with those? What can we do with them? And how can we deal with that in an automated way? So in other words, rather than saying, oh, look, this technology is going to wipe us out in 50 years' time, let's actually focus on the issues of bias, of election manipulation, of deepfakes and bullying online, all this, all these issues. They're the immediate risks and dangers, and we have to focus on those and not be detracted or distracted from this long-term thing, that the harms are 50 years from now. There are harms today that we need to deal with, and these are the ones that are also extremely difficult to deal with, very costly to deal with, and so in there might lie the reason why many of these companies are arguing that we should be looking 50 years hence.
Is there even the possibility of a technical fix for these kind of things? Is there a way for the system to spot when something is a fake?
So in some cases, yes, and in some cases, no. So there are, for example, you mentioned deepfakes. It is possible to generate deepfake imagery that you or I would look at and sort of realize, well, there's something wrong here. Mm. There was a recent example of Donald Trump kneeling in a church. Turns out he had six fingers. so, you know, all we need to do is just count the fingers and sort of figure out, well, you know, wow, AI really needs to compensate for those small hands or whatever, right? But that's an easy one to detect. But AI, but in general, automatically detecting defects is really, really difficult. And currently, there are no really reliable and scalable solutions for that. And so that's why these companies, rather than saying, you know, 50 years from now, we need to worry about existential threats, actually today, what we need to be worrying about is all of that technology that you are releasing onto the marketplace. You also need to figure out, well, how are you going to protect the ordinary person from the harms and damage caused by it? And that's, I think, where the disconnect occurs.
Yeah. But even in that scenario, then, are we looking at something of a whack-a-mole or an arms race, in the sense that they come up with the technology to spot a deep fake, somebody else comes up with technology to get round the technology that spots the deep fakes?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think when companies produce technology that's harmful, or that's potentially harmful, they do need to take responsibility and think about, well, how are we going to mitigate those harms? And that really isn't done very often. I think the corporations do not do enough into thinking about, well, what happens if we release this on the market? This is totally different from the drugs industry. You know, imagine if, you know, a Pfizer or something came up with a new drug and simply released it onto the market and say, well, let's see what happens. That would be unacceptable. It should also be unacceptable when very advanced technologies that can have a massive impact on society are released on society without there being any mechanism for evaluating what's the likely risk, what are the likely dangers, and how do we deal with those harms. And that isn't done in technology, which is very, very interesting.
Yeah, that is a very interesting point. Barry, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Professor Barry O'Sullivan from the Insight Centre for Data Analytics at UCC.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.